My Aunt Lo added a postscript inquiring more particularly into the state of my affairs. I answered by return of post that my good father had left me much richer than I either expected or deserved. His credit in the bookseller's line was extensive and well established. His shop was well furnished, and he had a considerable sum of money in the bank, beside many good debts due from authors to whom he had advanced cash. My Aunt Lo was governed by her interest as decidedly as my uncle was swayed by his humor and affection, and, of course, became more favorable toward me when she found that my fortune was better than she had expected. She wrote to exhort me to attend to my business, and to prove to my uncle that I could cure myself of my negligent habits. She promised to befriend me, and to do everything to obtain my uncle's consent to my union with Lucy, upon condition that I would, for 6 months, steadily persevere, or, as she expressed herself, show that I could come to good. The motive was powerful, sufficiently powerful to conquer the force of inveterate habit. I applied resolutely to business, and supported the credit which my father's punctuality had obtained from his customers. During the course of 6 entire months, I am not conscious of having neglected or delayed to do anything of consequence that I ought to have done, except whetting my razor. My Aunt Lo faithfully kept her word with me and took every opportunity of representing, in the most favorable manner to my uncle, the reformation that love had wrought in my character. I went to the country full of hope at the end of my 6 probationary months.